Let's catch up now with Carl Ashdown. He's the co-owner and manager of Little Ollie Coffee Caravan on Oliver's Boat Ramp in Frankston. Now, why are we catching up with him? Well, he was subject of a rumour file rumour this morning. Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much for having me on.
Now, the rumour that came in was closed for business and that you guys are in a bit of strife. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so basically we have a coffee caravan down here at the bottom of Oliver's Hill in the boat ramp here in Frankston. And we've been operating here for 3 years now through COVID. And so it's been a very tough slog. And I think that's what's sort of built a real community around the area and around the boat ramp, talking to people about a lot of mental health issues and just getting out and going for a walk and being by the water and whatnot.
So Carl, why would the council be shutting you down?
Well, that's our question. We're trying to find any sort of answers. We reapplied for our permit and put in a full application, and all we received back was a generic email that they've obviously sent to numerous other people just saying we were unsuccessful. And so there was no consultation, look, are you willing to match whatever or any sort of communication, really? So what we want to just find out is some answers. If there's a way we can be better, and if there's somebody that's providing a better service to the community, then fine. But we haven't had any communication, and that's what's disappointed us.
And Carl, on Facebook, I think they're forming some sort of crowd fund or crowd source to get that information and then get that into the council. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's a petition that it's change.org. So one of our customers actually set it up. We just put a post out just informing our community of the situation, and it's sort of kicked off. And there's, I'd say it's probably at about 8,000 signatures now. Yeah, so it's been overwhelming, the support we've had from the community.
So, Carl, you reapplied for a permit, and the council gave another business the permit but didn't tell you why yours wasn't renewed.
Didn't tell us anything. We don't even know who they've given it to. Apparently, what we've heard from people who have spoken to the council is that it's another established business in the area that has applied for it, and they've given it to them. But the unfortunate thing is that like us not being successful means that we'll have to shut down our business. So we're based literally, we're called Little Ollies because of Oliver's Hill. And we're all like, there's 10 employees that are going to lose their jobs because of it. And so we're really disappointed, but just no consultation, no sort of, okay, guys, like no right of reply.
Hey, Carl, are you like me? Do you think that Oliver's Hill is one of the most underrated spots in Australia?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's incredible. Well, like I was talking to one of the producers just before, and literally a month ago I proposed to my now fiancée at the boat ramp. So that's sort of how special it is for me.
Carl, it's wonderful that you guys are fighting for your spot, and hopefully we can help you out. Jump on change.org.au, and let's hope we can keep Little Ollie Coffee in the area. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.